This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Mutant League Football is a cool game from the 90s that gave a unique spin on football. It's been reimagined for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One as Mutant Football League. Joining me to talk about this game is creator of Mutant Football League and co-founder of Digital Dreams Entertainment, Michael Medheim. Thank you for joining me, Michael.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Before we jump into your games, could you tell me a little bit about yourself? How'd you get involved in video games?
Sure. I started video games, getting into the industry as a illustrator. So I did a lot of box art way back in the day. And then that slowly transitioned me into doing some character design as well as some level design. So one of the first games I ever did was a game called Fester's Quest on Nintendo 8-bit. And that game did really well, and I transitioned over from doing commercial illustration to video game design.
So wait, for Fester's Quest, did you do the box art or you helped with the level design?
I did the box art, and I also did the design on the game. I did both.
Oh, that is really cool, because when you think of Fester's Quest, the first thing you see is Fester's face on the box.
That was like the last box cover I think I illustrated, and I also did the design on the game. Back in those days, the development teams were very small. Like, we had like three or four guys working on a project max.
Oh, wow. That's not a lot of people. How long did it take you to finish a game?
We had to get those games done in about a year.
With three people? That's it?
Yeah, but we're going back to 8-bit, right?
Yeah.
So everything was very pixelated, and that was like just very early on in the video game industry when it was just beginning.
I think, personally, one of the best series you've ever done is Mutant League series. Where'd you get inspired for that?
You know, it's just basically taking two loves of my life, which is like football and monsters, and kind of combining the two and just seeing how far we could take it. And that's really where the idea popped from.
And the anything goes kind of thing is so unique to the series. Why'd you throw that in there?
What we wanted to do was go back to kind of gladiators where, you know, sporting events, the actual participants could die in the game. And we just wanted to take football and push it to the extreme. So in our games, like, the arenas are littered with hazards like buzzsaws and landmines. And then all players have health. And part of the strategy of the game is you can whittle down your opponent's health and win the game through forfeit by killing all of the opposing players. Or you can play the game like traditional football. But either way, you've kind of got to manage your players and protect them.
It's funny you say that. I actually played the latest one, Mutant Football League, and that's how I lost a game, was because the opposing team killed all my quarterbacks, so I couldn't play anymore.
That's part of the strategy. So when you start losing your quarterbacks and you got to play with your reserve quarterbacks, it's probably a good idea to try running the ball.
In Mutant League Football, the old Sega Genesis game, I know that some of the characters had different stats, like the trolls, they hit the hardest, the robots were, I think, the fastest, aliens were difficult to tackle, all that stuff. Did you bring that into the newer version?
Yeah, we all of our character species all kind of have their unique traits. Orcs are kind of not very bright on the field, but they're big and they're powerful, but they move slow. Robots have a lot of armor. Aliens are fast, and when you kill them, they actually spray toxic poison out. So if that gets on your guys, they'll lose health. So it's just ideas like that. And on this series, you know, we're going to expand it, and we're going to keep introducing new species types. And those are requests by our community. Like, they want to see a werewolf in the game, and they also want to see demons with wings that can fly, and they'll play make awesome cornerbacks. So this project is a labor of love, but it's also driven by our community, and a lot of our community helps drive the design of where this game is going.
Now, the old school Mutant League football, one of the things I remember on it is that I want to say it was the Galaxy Aces was the best team you can possibly have. And I would always pick that one because the AI was just better at it. So if I was going up against someone, it would kind of, my team would help me win because I wasn't that great at it. Is that the case here where the AI is a little bit different depending on how good the team is?
It's more the player ratings, right? So the smarter they are, your players are, the more aware they are. So every player has a multitude of ratings, like speed, how well they catch the ball, their IQ. And if all of the players on your teams have high player ratings, then you get a really great team. And then the teams in the game, a number of the teams are based off of NFL teams. We parody them. So instead of like the Green Bay Packers, we've got the Grim Bay Attackers. We've got the Midway Mutants instead of the Chicago Bears. And we parody all the player names. And then we also have completely made-up fantasy teams like the Orcs of Hazzard, which are like our Southern Orc team. So it's a mix of NFL parody teams as well as fantasy teams. And the teams tend to be fairly realistic in terms of how good they are based on their NFL counterparts.
Why did it take so long to bring out another Mutant Football League? I guess like this is supposed to be a sequel to the Sega Genesis version. How come you didn't bring one out during PlayStation 1?
It's actually not. The original Mutant League football game I designed, and that we did that for Electronic Arts for the Sega Genesis. So Electronic Arts owned the rights to the game. So, and then I don't know, about 15 years ago, maybe a little less, they abandoned the trademark. You know, they're not doing Mutant League games because their thing is realistic sports simulations. And Mutant League tends to be more like an NFL Blitz style of game where it's easy to pick up and play. It's very arcadey, but it's not a simulation. Our focus is just on fun and pick up and play kind of controls. So it sat out there, and then we trademarked Mutant Football League, not exactly the same name, but close enough. And since I did the original game, it just took a while to get it going, and it took a while because we have a very small team. I mean, our team's about 7 guys, so it took us a couple years to make this game.
I was reading somewhere that you were in development for making Mutant League Baseball. Why didn't that come out?
Are you talking about for, like, Sega Genesis?
Yeah, because, I've always wondered myself. There was no baseball, no basketball. It was a great series. Why not keep going with it?
Well, so back in the day when we were doing the Mutant League series with EA, we had football, and then we did hockey. And we had several other projects in development, but it was around that time that EA decided that they were going to put their focus on sports simulations, and they basically killed the entire line and decided we're going to be the real sports company, and we're going to make the best sports games, you know, in the industry. And the Mutant League series kind of makes, you know, it parodies everything. It parodies sports, it parodies teams, it parodies the players. It just didn't fit into their strategy for moving forward. So all the projects they had in development basically were killed. But since I was there, they did have a basketball game in development, but there was no baseball game in development.
Oh, okay. Any chance we'll see something like hockey? You'll bring back the hockey one?
We just released football, and it's on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and you can also play it on PC, like on Steam. And if these games do well, which we hope they will, and so far they've been doing all right, yeah, we would like to make more mutant-type sports games, and certainly some of our most fanatical fans love the hockey games, so we'd love to do it. It's just the product has to do well enough for us to proceed.
Absolutely, Matt. I hope you guys do wonderful, because this is a great series that it doesn't have to be serious, and it's just a lot of fun to just jump in and play. I mean, you don't have to be a pro at it yourself to figure out how the plays work.
You know, our whole thing is we want to have a lot of fun, and we want to have people laughing and screaming while they're playing the game. And we brought on Tim Kitzrow, who is the announcer for NBA Jam, and he does all of our play-by-play, and he's pretty hilarious. And we were just ecstatic we could bring him in, but he just added a whole nother layer of, you know, fun to the product.
Before I let you go, I just have one more question. It's about Def Jam's Icon. This is one of the coolest fighting games I've ever played, because it incorporates great combos, unique play styles, and you get to use the environment to do damage via the music. And I thought it was such a great game when it came out, but it had a lot of mixed reviews. What did you think about the game?
I think we tried to be a little bit too innovative on that title. Some of the ideas that we had going into it were very strong on paper, but I think when we got into the execution of the core mechanic of the fighting game, it didn't quite work. And I think the thing that upset fans of that game really came down to the fighting mechanics. They wanted a similar control scheme that the previous Def Jam fighting games had, and I think we veered way too far from that mechanic, and I think that was the problem with that game.
You know, I never played any other Def Jam game because I really didn't like it, but Icon I thought was the coolest because of the music, and I remember just beating everybody up because you had to wait till certain baselines, and you can do a move and it did like more damage than if you had done it not during the baseline. But I always thought that was a very interesting take on incorporating the music into the fighting, and you don't see that anymore.
It was fighting to the beat, kind of. Didn't get executed how we were hoping for it to. But again, you know, you try things, and sometimes you hit it, and other times you don't. But it's always try to at least innovate, right? Try and do some things different. So I think that's what we did on Mutant Football League. And if anybody out there, if it sounds interesting to them, the game's only $19.99, and you can get it at PlayStation 4, Xbox One, as well as PC.
For those listening, if they wanted more information, is there a website or a Facebook they can go to?
Absolutely. Just go to MutantFootballLeague.com on Facebook. We're also Mutant Football League. And our Twitter handle is @MutantFootball.
Well, thank you so much, Michael, for joining me. I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. Totally appreciate it.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPaine. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.